Opponents of ballot question number 2, which calls for the increase in the number of charter schools in the state, are calling for the chairman of the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education to step down. It comes after the chair made a large donation to the pro question 2 side. Chairman Paul Sagan says he has no intention of quitting and that he remains a proud supporter of all the state's public schools. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has the story.
State campaign finance records show that Paul Sagan donated $100,000 to the Campaign for Fair Access to Quality Public Schools, one of 4 groups supporting Question 2 on the November ballot. As chairman of the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, Sagan heads the state body that oversees all public schools in the state and is responsible for approving new charter school applications as well. The donation is perfectly legal, but it thrusts Sagan into a bitter political fight over Question 2.
It will give them total power to create an unlimited number of charter schools that will take an unlimited amount of money from our local communities.
This is Steve Crawford with the group Save Our Public Schools, which opposes Question 2. A yes vote would allow 12 new charters a year, or as Crawford sees it, an unlimited and reckless expansion, with Chairman Paul Sagan leading the charge.
And any chairman who doesn't understand that it is inappropriate to donate $100,000 to a campaign that would give him that kind of power should no longer serve as chairman of the board.
Paul Sagan declined an invitation to talk to us because he's recovering from a serious bicycle accident. But in a written statement, he said that he complied with state ethics rules and disclosed the donation, and that he's a dedicated supporter of all the state's public schools, district, public, and charter. A statement from the office of Governor Charlie Baker, who supports Question 2 and more charter schools, expressed support for Sagan. But while it's legal for state employees to make political donations like this, this one might be politically awkward. It's also the latest example of one of the many ways that money makes its way into the political process. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.